My name is Ming Fei, and I work in Seattle, Redmond, as a program manager. So I work with developer, test, architect in my team to build Windows Azure Media Services. And this is my Twitter ID. You can ask me questions anytime. Today, the agenda for this session, firstly, we are going to talk about some of the challenges you face while building great video experience to your audience. And then we will talk about how could Windows Azure Media Services helps. And this session focuses on media application development specifically. So we are going to talk about how could you use some of the Player framework and SDK quickly build up media applications. We will focus on Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 development. We will talk a little bit about Flash client. There are still Flash developer out there. How could you build a media application? And lastly, I will demo a little bit about iOS framework. That's certainly one of the market you never want to ignore. You want to have great iOS application as well. Going into the agenda, we all know media industry has been changing rapidly. People are no longer only use TV to watch content at home. You can pretty much get on your mobile phone, your tablet devices to watch content. However, given the market right now, there are more than 100 million households worldwide has a connected TV at home. So the TV actually connected to the internet that you can watch content online. And more than 50% of the population owns a smartphone, and more than 19% of them owns a tablet. And most interestingly, that more than 80% of the people, they play with their phone, watch their tablet while watching TV. That's certainly a very interesting behavior. And statistics shows that in 3 years' time, by 2016, there will be more than 10 billion mobile connected devices out there. So the keyword is really mobile and connected. So you should expect your audience to be able to pull out their phone, no matter what 3G, 4G broadband they're on, they could be able to watch content anytime, anywhere they want. However, in order to get onto that 10 billion market device, it's never an easy job because of the fragmentation of video devices and development. So as we know now, the majority of the video are still viewing through the web, some type of browser, and 99% of them are using some form of plugin on desktop using Silverlight or Flash. But that's a big no for mobile browser, because most of the mobile browser doesn't support plugin. You can never expect to open a Flash player on iOS device. That just doesn't hold up. And that's why when HTML5 comes along, it created a lot of hype. People feel excited about it because we see video tag, right? That's a no plugin solution. However, that's pretty limited, only to progressive download. There are very few browsers right now support adaptive streaming, which I will show you guys one right now supporting it. Therefore, as a media company, if you want to deliver adaptive streaming for premium content, you want to put out play-ready protection, you want to have live streaming, pretty much building an application is the only way. And however, there are so many devices out there, the cost for building each of them would be pretty significant. So I believe this is too much for most of us to deal with all this situation. And that's why my team knows about all this challenge, and we offer some help to help you face the challenge. That at the end of the day, we know everyone wants to deliver high quality video anytime, anywhere you want. And when we build a service, we try to be firstly format agnostic. Because if you look at all the formats out there, they are preferred on different platforms. So we want to support all of them if you want to deliver, no matter what kind of format you want to deliver. And we support HTTP for now, but we want to support RTMP as well in the future. And lastly, for premium content, we support PlayReady as First Citizen for now, but we also want to put Adobe Access in the future to help you, if you are deliver Flash HDS content. So at the end of the day, we want you to be able to reach any endpoint with any possible format protocol and best DRM for it. So that's how we help you to ship a collection of player framework. No matter what platform you choose, you will have the best way to build application. So the first tier is for the web. We have a Silverlight player framework enable you to play back smooth streaming with DRM protection. So this is a very well established player framework, has been there for over 4 years. There are a lot of events like London Olympic, NBC Sunday Night Football are using the player framework. And the second one is Flash. We know Flash player is really popular out on the web, that we recently released a Flash plugin enables smooth streaming playback with Flash player. And HTML5. We shipped a HTML5 player framework 2 years ago to enhance the experience for progressive download playback with advanced feature. And today I will go into demo about a brand new Dash.js player with IE11 to enable adaptive streaming playback on the browser without any plugin. And the second tier of player framework we have is firstly for Windows 8. So if you want to build a Windows 8 native media application to playback media content, we have player framework here to help to playback smooth streaming as well as MPEG Dash. And the second one is Xbox. We are going to have a demo later that a Xbox media application playback smooth streaming using the player framework. And lastly, TV and setup box. We have porting kit for, you know, enable device to playback smooth streaming. In US, a Roku setup box are using this porting kit. And the very last tier is mobile. We are helping in Windows Phone, Android device, as well as iOS to have so that you will be able to playback smooth streaming with content protection as well as HLS. So this is sort of like a landscape of what we offer on the client side. Because of the fragmentation of device and platform, we have to have a framework for all of this so that your customer would have a consistent experience if you would deliver content no matter what kind of device you choose, what kind of platform you have. So later, I will talk about Windows 8, HTML5, and iOS in detail. Okay, before talking about the Windows 8 development, I want to talk about the overall picture of Windows Azure Media Services. We are building on top of Windows Azure platform, similar to other services, that we utilize the platform capability, such as storage, compute, and database. And we are a platform as a service that we enable you to use the REST API as developer to be able to have a highly customized media workflow that you will be able to bring the media in, transcode it into certain format you want, and put in content protection if necessary, and make it available for streaming. And also, we have video on demand service available on the left side, and we are also enabling live streaming preview right now. Basically, we just enabled it yesterday. And there are a bunch of other features will be coming in shortly. So we always encourage build on partners and customers to, you know, they use our API to build a more user-friendly tool or software or web application for other users to use. So one of the examples would be Windows Azure Portal, that they use our API to build up, you know, interface so that you can, by clicking a few buttons, you can, you know, kickstart an coding job. And we also, our bits works with CDN that to deliver from the edge. Oh, okay, cool. And very lastly, that was the client bits I was talking about in the previous slide. So for this session, we'll focus on, we will assume you already have all the content and how do you deliver to all different platforms. So that's the overall picture of our service. So now let me show you a demo on how, so that we prepare some content to use later. Let me see, what's the number for this one? Seven, okay, cool. All right, so this is the portal for Windows Azure Media Services. Any of you guys have seen the portal? Okay, cool. Since not many of you guys seen this, so I can show it slowly so it won't be so boring. So firstly, I will get the Wi-Fi working. Okay, cool. So here, this is the tab that where all my video files are stored. And I could be able to upload a media file. So for instance, let me just choose one. I will choose a MP4 and click on OK. So right now, what happened is the media file is getting into Azure Blob Storage as is, like how you the original file that you have. And it should be in pretty fairly quick because I have a very small file. Okay, and I could choose to encode the file because we are going to demo about Windows 8 and iOS. So I want to encode to be able to play back on iOS device and PC and Mac. So this file will be encoded into Smooth Streaming and HLS content. So I believe the encoding job is kickstart. So I could be able to monitor the job through the job tab. So right now you can see that the encoding job just kickstart. So while waiting, we can continue on the slide number one. And we are going to use the content we prepared now to be used in the application later. So let's talk about Windows 8 first. How do you stream media to Windows 8? There are major two ways to do that. So firstly is through browser, such as IE, you know, on desktop through some web application. And the second way is to build a native Windows 8 app. However, to be able to deliver content through IE on Windows 8, you need to remember there are different flavors of IE on Windows 8. So the first flavor is IE in Metro mode, so that you open from a Metro IE. And the second one is IE10 on desktop. That's the full functionality of IE, which is similar to IE10 on, you know, Windows 7. And also IE10 on desktop on Windows RT. Those are Windows RT, like Surface RT device, which they are ARM-based device. They have limited capability. So HTML5 are available on all of them. However, they only support progressive download. And Flash are also support on all of them. However, it's not in the format of plugin. Flash capability is built into the browser itself from IE10. And Silverlight is only support on IE10 on the desktop. And it is not available on RT devices. So, and Flash and Silverlight could play back adaptive streaming. So how about, you know, what happened to those Silverlight application? The question is actually simple. There are a company like Netflix, they have Silverlight application. So what they did is they migrate their application as a Windows native application. If you use demo, it's pretty much a migration experience. Or you can still continue running your video application on IE because Silverlight will always be supported on desktop mode. People can install and then they can watch your video content. Moving into Windows 8.1, that's something really exciting, that IE11 starts to support adaptive streaming MPEG Dash with content protection on IE11. So that's certainly a lot of information here, and I'm going to break down the content here. Firstly, what is MPEG Dash, right? Before talking about MPEG Dash, I guess you guys are more familiar with this. There are three major vendor-centric streaming format out there. Microsoft has Smooth Streaming, Apple has HLS, and Flash has HDS. However, each of them are favored on its own platform. Like Smooth Streaming is always for Citizen, for Xbox, Windows 8, and HLS is preferred by iOS, and HDS is preferred by Adobe Media Server. So as vendor, you have to package your content into all this format, which is pretty wasteful. And the industry now has been working on this, and it recognizes adaptive streaming is very important. And that's why the format finally comes along after 2 years of development, that's MPEG-Dash. this is the very first industry standard backed by Dash Industry Forum. And what kind of clients support Dash? Firstly, the browser. W3C earlier this year finished implementing two API in their spec. One is called Media Source Extension, which enables playback of MPEG Dash. And the second one is encrypted media extension, which enable DRM acquisition. So W3C will never implement something, for instance, Microsoft Smooth Streaming. W3C, since that's a standard organization, they can only implement something which is industry standard. And that's why they implemented Dash. And Dash.js is a player that open source anyone can use to build a Dash player with HTML5. And there are two browsers right now supported. One is IE11 and one is Chrome after version 23. They support MPEG Dash playback. And also Windows 8 for Dash, that we had a native player framework to playback Dash. And lastly, Flash OSMF plugin. So that's the Dash player I was talking about. And you will be able to use a Dash reference player on the web that to validate your Dash content and also use Dash.js to build a media player really quickly. So now let me show you guys some of the demo of IE11 with MPEG Dash. This is number 5. Okay. I'll need to grab the audio line here. Where is my audio popped? Okay, good. All right, this is my machine, Windows 8.1. And firstly, we are going to see in the IE test drive, the brand new IE test drive, you actually see a demo here. And all the video here are supported by Windows Azure Media Services. It's streamed through the cloud. And the player here is HTML5. There is no plugin on this player. And now if I play this content, okay, and we could be able to, if I click on F12, so if I get some network trace, so if I zoom in here, sorry. Oh, I couldn't zoom in now, but you should be able to see here. I don't know people about the back row. It's actually saying quality level is 688 kilobytes per second, and the format is MPD times CSF. That's a Dash format. So if I would push up the stream and challenge the internet a little bit, and if I stop here and I push again, the bits should start coming at 991. Kilobytes per second, which is the bit rate I requested here. So you can see it's really adaptive that the bit rate keep changing. And also there are several other demos here like Singtel, which it should be working. Yes, so that's the Singtel trailer here has a content protection. So it's actually fetching the Play Ready license. And the second one demo I want to show you is this Dash IF reference player I was mentioning about. So since just now we had some content encrypted, we could actually validate with our content here. Just now we encoded two content into Smooth Streaming and HLS. So we are going to use the Smooth Streaming bits. So I'm just going to publish the content. So by publishing the content, we are actually having a media server right now to have this URL to deliver the bits. Okay, so I'm just going to copy this. And so there are already a bunch of industry Dash reference content here. So I could be able to load one of them, for instance. And the content should be played back shortly. So that was one of the content other partner provides. You can see the bit rate ramp up pretty quickly. And now I could be able to paste the content from what I just get from the portal here and paste it in. So one of the catch here is if you want to, since I said I encoded into smooth streaming, how to deliver as a dash format is to add in a format here to say that I want to force the bits to be dynamically encrypted into dash. So that was a brand new feature we had on the server side. So if I click on load, I should be able to see the video I just encoded, which is a video that I chose have a... Okay, you can see the players a little bit choppy because of the internet. So the reason I wanted to show this video is it's Neon Cat video that right now has 100 million views on YouTube. And it's certainly an internet phenomenon that you can see how much video has changed the industry, like in terms of the traffic scale. And so now you can see that this video is playing back from our server. And most interestingly that if I want to play back again, I will be able to see some debug trace here so that it could help you to debug from this reference player so that you get to hear the Neon Cat again. Okay, let me switch back to the slide here. So what's the advantage of moving away from plugin to HTML video? Firstly, it's definitely the battery and CPU efficiency. Using the browser capability could utilize the GPU acceleration so that it could have reduced the load on your CPU. So that in the future, a lot of people, even they have low-end machine, they will be able to view HD video. So that was really one of the main reasons why a lot of browsers are moving into the standard and moving away from plugin. And also, as we know, a lot of new browser doesn't even have plugin support, such as Metro IE. And very lastly, your user doesn't need to install plugins to be able to watch video. They can just watch in HTML5 player natively. And I leave with you guys some of the reference if you want to learn more. It's pretty straightforward on GitHub. You just download the JavaScript library and you will be able to get a dash player. And next, we are going to talk about a native application. What if I don't want to use browser? I want to build a native Windows 8 application. We always recommend you to use Player framework. And it has a HTML5, XAML, and C++ style that you could choose from. And also, it provides a very easy way to you to be able to consume smooth streaming and MPEG-dash content. And also with built-in advertisement support and analytics. If you look at the pyramid on the right side, the bottom is Windows 8 platform. And on top of Windows 8 is what Windows 8 team built called Media Pipeline. And it is used to render and playback video content. And my team shipped client SDK, which we also call it Smooth Streaming Extension SDK, to be able to playback smooth streaming content. And then we ship player framework with higher level functionality such as advertising support and also analytics support. And lastly, it's you that building player framework on top of us. So what exactly is Smooth Streaming Extension SDK? What does it do? So if you are feeding in your application with MP4, what happens is it goes into Media Engine in Windows 8 platform. And the platform will say, hey, I understand MP4 because I have native codec support, H.264, WMV, VC1. And the Media Engine will decode your video, render the video, and get it playback in the platform. However, if you're feeding an application with smooth streaming source, the Media Engine will say, hey, I don't understand what that URL mean. And that was where our Smooth Streaming Extension SDK comes in. We build on top of Media Foundation interface. We help you unwrap this smooth streaming format because it's just a package on top of H.264. And then we're still feeding in MP4 into Media Foundation interface in the engine. Therefore, when the video gets played back, it's actually using the platform capability. It's utilizing the GPU acceleration and all these things. And that's why by using this framework, you still have the efficiency retained in your video application. So that's the framework that where you can get it, which we host on Coplex. It's free to use for everyone. And we are the framework is available on multiple platforms, such as Windows 8, Silverlight Windows Phone, as well as HTML5 player for desktop. And it's pretty well established, the player framework used by a lot of companies. And these are all the features that we support, pretty much everything you need in the media space that you want to have video on demand, live streaming, and also you can have DVR control, closed captioning, player styling, and all of this. And now I'm going to show you a demo of how to quickly build a Windows 8 application using the Player framework. So the first thing I want to show is where you can download. That's the Coplex set. That under the download tab, you could be able to just download the Player framework here. And after downloading, we can go to Visual Studio and create a new project. And let's just name it App16. And once this is done, the first thing is to import some reference. So firstly, we need to import Player framework and click on OK. And if I go into default HTML page, since I have import some reference, so what are this reference, the CSS and JavaScript? So if we open CSS, that's all the style you need for styling your application. So if you want to change the field and look, that's where you can change them. And the JavaScript files has a lot of additional functionality, which we will show in a bit. So firstly, I'm going to add in the reference. And I'm using this CSS file and using this JavaScript file. And then I'm going to plug in a player. All right, so this is pretty straightforward that data win control initialize all the parameters under player framework, the media player. And data win control options has all the parameter defines here. So you may realize, hey, this is pretty familiar. Isn't that the parameters for video tag? So exactly. So whatever parameters supported in video tag are supported here, but we have a lot more additional functions, which since you are using the div here, actually underneath the player framework is popping up a video tag for you to play back in HTML5 application. So I could quickly grab a file that I was using. Let me just refresh the tab so that we can grab some content that from the Windows Azure Media Services portal. Come on. Wi-Fi is on the way. All right. So let's, while waiting for the Wi-Fi, we could actually show more style of the application. For the video application, you can add in more buttons, like skip to the previous video, skip to the next one, and also make it full screen. And also, you can add in a playlist style saying, hey, let's have these two video play back to back. And if I would click on F5, the video should be play if we have the Wi-Fi. It should be fine. So you can see that this is a player getting populated on HTML5 application. This is video tag, and the video comes in. Okay, let me switch this. So that you can see that this is a playlist that the video gets played back to back. So I could actually jump back to the previous video. I would be able to control the volume and also to change the full screen mode. So all these are built into the platform. So it's really straightforward with only this few lines of code that you will be able to achieve that. And also, if you were wondering where can I find all those attributes, right? So if you go to Windows 8 Player documentation and under JavaScript Player API reference, that's all the attribute I was using there. So that's certainly an easy way for you to learn, you know, what are offered in the platform, the Player framework. So we were just playing MP4 file here. So what if I want to play smooth streaming content? It's really easy that you just need to add in more reference here. So firstly, we will need this Media Player Framework Adaptive Streaming plugin and also a smooth streaming SDK client for Windows 8. Click on OK. And firstly, there is a yellow arrow here that I need to resolve the client SDK to compile with certain platform because we write it in a managed code. We have to choose a platform to compile. And then I'm going to add in the reference here. Oh, sorry. To use the library, sorry. And then plug into a smooth streaming player. It is pretty much the same as just now how I compose my progressive download player, and we are going to grab a video here. And the video is straightly from Windows Azure. And you can see slash manifest, that's the smooth streaming format. And now if I hit on play button, I should be able to see the cat running in Windows 8 application. And you can see there's a resolution indicator. If I have higher bits, then the bits will ramp up later. Okay, and that's really straightforward and simple to do. And you may wonder, since I already got my content, how can I make money out of it, right? So you could either put up a subscription model like Netflix or Hulu to say, I charge you for watching the movie, or you can monetize with advertising. So for advertising, I want to talk a little bit about the standard here. So there are different types of video ads. The first type is called linear ads. That's the most irritating advertisement format, that it takes over the whole view, that you cannot see the content at all, you have to watch the ads. And the second type is slightly better, nonlinear ads, which you can see that Xbox Live is out there like an overlay, and in the back, that's the video content. So that was sort of like a nonlinear ads, it always presented as the format of overlay. And also, the second type of advertisement is called companion ads, which usually goes together with linear ads and nonlinear ads. So if you look at the picture on the left side, that's an Xbox Live with the video gets played, the advertisement. And after 5 seconds, when the linear ads is over, you can see the main content, which is the Big Bug Bunny. And the Xbox Live up there is called companion ads because it stays all the time with the main content. Whenever you want to change your mind, you can click through and being able to view the content. So in order to communicate with ad server, usually if you are an ad player, the video player, you don't host the advertisement yourself. You have to talk to some ad server, and they usually use Avast to deliver their advertisement. It stands for Video Ad Serving Template. And Avast, it tells the player what to play. So it carries the advertisement information. And it is a very simple XML. And it has 5 advertisement format support, such as skippable linear ads we talked about just now, ad pod, which is a pod of several advertisement playback to back, and also nonlinear ads. So that's how fast it looks like. Usually when you get a VAST file from the ad server, you can see that there are creative portion. Here are where the ads comes from. And if we further zoom in, we should be able to see this type of information. And it's very readable that you can see, hey, the ad is 32 seconds, and that's where the advertisement is stored on the ad server. So you can see that's a URL here to play back the advertisement. Because the ad server doesn't talk to you all the time, they just hand you a VAST URL, and they say, hey, go and put it into your player. And now you are like, how does my player understand? And that's the reason why you want to use the framework that we provide to help you easily understand the ad server. So now if I go into, I have a prepared VAST project. You will see that it's really the same, except that I add in a advertising reference here. Once you download the package, you'll get the advertising plugin. And then here is still the video source. It's the same. And you just need to add in a bunch of code here to add in VAST. If we go into JavaScript file, so you can see here, firstly, I define a pre-roll, which is the ad play at the beginning. And I tell the framework, hey, I want to use an advertising plugin and give me a remote ad source. And then I'm using VAST ad. So let me use VAST payload handler. And what you have to do is to just plug in the VAST URL the ad server give to you. So that's how the VAST looks like. There is no difference between just now the slide I showed you, which I have media files here, and I have one streaming ad file and one progressive download. So if your network is not so good or your player doesn't support streaming, you know, play back the MP4 file. So now easily we would be able to have the same content. At the beginning, it will play a pre-roll ad. Now it's fetching from the server of the advertisement.
We could share in the serenity and joy of this beautiful day as we come together.
So now you can see that the ads comes in. It's actually reading the XML.
Sorry, I don't
and,
update like that.
Playback the ads. And the player is forbidden the ads to get skipped.
Would you mind moving your enormous phone?
So if we comes back to the advertisement, for instance.
Would you mind moving your enormous phone?
Okay, I think I just passed the point.
As we come together to celebrate the commitment.
Excuse me. Of these Would you mind moving your enormous phone?
You mean the enormously awesome galaxy?
We should be able to hit in another advertisement later.
Aren't you a little young to have an iPhone?
You want to go?
I was just waiting for another ad to come in. I guess you guys have to finish watching this because the ad probably is post-roll.
Is there an app for that? Search karate. Karate!
Oh, okay, the ad comes in, I think. Or the Wi-Fi stopped. The reason I wanted to show you is I actually have a click through the ads. So you can actually click through the ads to jump into the web page of that advertisement. Yeah. I think I'm going to quickly show another advertisement standard before we finish about Windows 8. Okay, so the next one is called VMAP. So it's very similar to VAST because just now you see I scheduled a ad break. I say at 5 seconds, schedule that advertisement. So VMAP is the standard to tell the player when to play. Because, for instance, I am a Disney. I have a movie called Little Mermaid. I would know when to insert an advertisement the best, right? For instance, before the bad guy dies, maybe I want to insert an ad so the people can continue watching it. And therefore, they use VMAP to communicate to the video player to say when you want the ad to be and how long the ad could be. And that's how VAST looks like. So basically it says at the starting point, inserting an ad, and also at 5% of your video timeline, insert another ad, and also at 15 seconds. And the best thing about VMAP is it could use together with VAST. For instance, here inside the add source, it could actually plug into a VAST URL, which is what we have showed just now. So if I would look at the one of the example of VMAP, you could see that this is a VMAP scheduler plugin, and that's where my VMAP file is. So if I click on the VMAP file, you will see that here, which, let me show you. At 15 seconds, I wanted to play a video, and that's the VAST file. So this VAST file is what we just used for playing back that VAST content. So now you would have both of VMAP and VAST to tell your player when to play the ad and what to play. So the very simply, that's the only line of code you would add into your player to be able to let the player recognize VAST. So now if I hit on play, you should be able to see an advertisement at 5 seconds. So basically, the player has some heuristic. Like for instance, if the Wi-Fi is not very good, it takes very long to fetch the ad, you will actually skip the advertisement. So it has better experience for your viewer. So now I can show this. When I click on the ads, it actually goes into the web page that you want to advertise in. So those are actually embedded in the VAST file. So you can see there are a lot of dynamic control you could have on your advertisement. All right, and that's pretty much I want to show for Windows 8. And that's what really happened behind the scene, that as a content provider, you have your file that we play back from the cloud. And you can use the VMAP file to actually define what I want to play, like when I want to play, like 5 seconds, for instance. And you can attach another VAST file, which pointing to all the advertisements. So the VAST file could be dynamic resolved. So you're actually getting different advertisements all the time. And then as a player developer, you could be able to, you know, give the player the VMAP URL, vmap.xml, and the video will get scheduled accordingly, like 5 seconds, 15 seconds, and post-roll. So you don't have to know what's going into the VMAP file. You just grab that from the content provider or the ad server, and you will be able to serve out the ads and earn money from it. So that's the reason a lot of work my the player framework is doing. And there are already many applications use player framework in the market. One of the best app I always use is Hulu, but I can't demo here. It's not available in Australia. And I actually honored to bring one of your local partner, Expression. They're an application out there, and they use Windows 8 player framework to build their video player, and also all the content delivered through Windows Azure Media Services. So let's welcome Jason and Kevin to give us a quick demo of their application on Windows 8 and also on Xbox.
Hi guys, my name's Jason, and I'm, I guess, the owner of Expression, or one of the co-founders. Kevin here is from Object Consulting, a Microsoft partner that helped build it, and he'll talk the technical side of things. I just wanted to quickly give you from the vendor side of things. It's an action sports-based app that delivers news and information content together with entertainment. So there's we've got live streaming, and we've plugged in Azure, and again, Kevin will talk about that shortly, but along the top app bar there, you'll see the various types of content. But we're delivering movies, live streaming, and all kinds of other, you know, sports-related information. As a vendor, having a native Windows 8 app built and an Xbox app built, Azure really gave us a real efficient, scalable kind of solution.
And
let's see the magic happen.
Maybe.
To build something like this, in any other way, we really felt would have been, the cost would have been prohibitive.
It was clear when we looked at the Azure architecture compared to other cloud solutions that Microsoft had looked at it and decided to build some of those.
So this is, I'll talk about how we do this in a second.
Yeah, so that was just a little pre-roll, and it's rolled into a, coming straight from our Azure server. Anyway, yeah. I'll hand over to Kevin, but that's it, that's the expression app.
All right, thank you, Jason.
The same Flare framework.
Yeah, so Expression launched yesterday and is now available in the Windows 8 store. It was very fortuitous timing. So we were talking last night, and it was like, my God, that's everything that we built, and you're using it all. So that's really cool. We're Object Consulting. We're an Australian SI, an Australian developer, and we've been lucky enough to work with Jason to build his app, which we're very proud of. Oh, and we got one other thing to show first before we show that. And it also has, which is not yet live on the console. This is an Xbox demo kit for everybody that's interested. So we have not yet launched on Xbox Live, but soon to launch on Xbox Live is the Expression Xbox app. Which fetches the same content from the same Azure Media Services using the Player framework on Xbox 360. So this will be minus the sound because we don't have it plugged in, but this will be the same. This is the same content playing on the Xbox. Whoops. So you can see that it's working the same player framework on both devices is allowing us to use the same content from the back end. So just a couple of slides on how we did that. So this is the architecture of the Expression app. It's not insignificant, but it's but it does a good job. So we have two devices at the moment, phone coming soon, an Xbox app and a Windows 8 app at the top. Jason chose to go Xbox primarily because the content his audience is on Xbox, right? Primarily because Expression is action sports, right? So in action sports, fans are largely on Xbox consoles, right? So there's a synergy there. And off the back of that, we also built the Windows 8 app. But we noticed we've only built apps. We don't use browser plugins because Jason wanted to be able to control the experience and to provide a first-rate experience. And we're able to do that by using an app rather than the browser. And in the next session, I'll go through more of the architecture in detail and how the back end stuff works. But just a couple of points. So, when we encode the videos on Azure, we upload them and encode them as multiple formats. So because we assume people are going to have tablets on trains and all sorts of places. So we have 3G, 4G, and a range of others that are small and up to 720p because the Xbox does 720p. And that allows people to view at the right bitrate, and it also allows us to do things like Snap View and still be able to play a video in Snap View. Because I'll see if I can do Snap View. So you'll see over here. So we're still able to play the video in SnapView because the player framework chooses the most, or Smooth Streaming chooses the most applicable file from Azure to play based on the bitrate that's needed. Right, so it will scale up and down, choosing from the different files that we have uploaded based on the amount of bandwidth available and the size of player that's being used. Okay, so and then we store all the files in blob storage and stream them down through Azure Media Services. We'll talk more about how we do that in the next one. So we use the Media Player framework. We use the video player, the controls provided by it, and the Play Ready client. We use advertising very rarely in the app, but it's there when Jason wants to use it. So that example ad that we showed before is actually the only ad that's in the app at the moment, but it is fully capable of playing it and is set up if Jason wants to use it. And we're using Vast for that. Right, and so you can see that that's working fine, obviously. And just a little bit about how we play videos. So when somebody so Expression users has free to watch videos, it has rental videos, and it has a subscription model. So when we go to play a video, initially before we even run anything, we've worked out the hard way that we actually need to check whether or not a PC can actually use the Smooth Streaming Player in the first place. So we check that when the app is first installed. Before we play a movie, a video, we request, the user ID and so on is passed back to our web services running on Azure to work out whether or not the person has a subscription or a rental for the video that's being played. And then we get a return from that with the URL of the manifest, which Mei-Ling talked about before, the URL of the VAST, and the auth token, which is passed to our DRM provider, which I'll talk more about in the next session. And back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin and Jason. That's a pretty cool app. I didn't see the snap view. I usually, when the ads play, I would drag into the snap view. That's a very useful function. That's how I treat Hulu most of the time. They have too many ads all the time. That was the... So I want to leave with you guys for this slide. If you want to build some awesome application like what Jason and Kevin showed, that's where you get started. So the player framework... How many minutes I have? 5 minutes, wow, okay. I may eat into Q&A a little bit. So that's all the reference to can get you quickly started. It's pretty straightforward. And next I want to talk a little bit about Flash Player, because that's something that usually a lot of Flash developer out there. So how do I add a smooth streaming capability on my Flash Player? So it's something we shipped called OSMF plugin. OSMF stands for Open Source Media Framework. That's the most popular Flash framework out there for Flash media player. And we added in OSMF plugin for playing back smooth streaming. So, and also we have advertisement, analytics, and all this support. And I want to quickly show you guys a demo on this. Seven. So, let me grab the URL first. All right, so we can move away the snap view. And firstly, this is just a Flash media that getting played. You can see that this is like a Flash media player. And this is a Flash player. And if I click on preview and update,
hi,
so here is some
product manager
from Flash that is talking. And if we want to change the video source to smooth streaming, let's copy the video source here. And if I hit preview and update, it should be something like we are unable to play because that's Flash player, right? So that was where you need a adaptive streaming plugin. There is no code needed. You just need to reference on this plugin URL. And then we could even have some advertisement inserted here with one pre-roll and one mid-roll at 10 seconds. If I click on preview and update, I should be able to see the video gets played. I think right now the internet is fetching the pre-roll ads. So you can see that the pre-roll ads gets played. and then you will switch back to the main content. So now it switched back to the main content. The switching is a little bit buggy because of the internet coming. Let me refresh again. So if I don't put in any advertisement, I should be able to see the main content gets played. Oh, okay, sorry. Forgive me for 1 second. I'm pretty sure this would work smoothly. So now you can see the smooth streaming gets played. And this is a smooth streaming content. All right. And quickly, that was the Flash Player framework. And lastly is the iOS. We also understand a lot of advertisement. You know, you want to have advertisement in your iOS player while playing back HTTP live streaming content. And we have shipped a iOS player framework, which is open source on GitHub. Everyone can download that you will be able to play pre-roll, mid-roll, post-roll with the similar engine, VAST and VMAP. So if you have VAST set up with your Windows 8, you can certainly do that the same way on iOS devices. I wouldn't show experience on how to build that, but it's really easy to get started with. You can just download the source from GitHub to be able to use the player framework. Okay, and lastly, I will leave with you guys for this slide with whatever we have talked about, and also some of the framework we never really demo, such as Xbox, how the development was done. However, that's really a, I would say, pretty comprehensive set of framework you can get started with no matter what platform you choose. And lastly, I would say, as someone that works in the field to try to build player framework, we understand your pain to be able to build media, you know, kick-ass media application. So I would say hang in there, and you can see a lot of great movement on the browser. And also, we of course, we hope in the future all of our audience could get really smooth video experience. And here I end my session. And thank you very much for coming. We are going to have another session later to talk about Windows Azure Media Services service side, specifically how do you encode videos and, you know, make it available for streaming. Thank you very much. Thanks. Any questions? Coffee time? Too many things? Okay. So if you already have media content, you can just we do block transfer, like whatever media file that you already have there, you could transfer into our media blob.
So it has to come across to a container that's associated with the media services.
Correct. Yeah, because we do a lot of media. Like for instance, we need to have a media storage encryption, so that we cannot just directly encrypt whatever you already have, because we want to make sure that your media is securely stored with Azure. Yeah.
Is Wade going to be available in Australia
regions? So Australia is landing a data center right now, and we will be in Australia data center. Yeah. But I don't know when. Depends on how fast you guys build the data center. Because for us, the bits are all available. It's just a matter of time for us to deploy into your data center. Yeah. Any other questions? Thank you so much. And there will be another session, I think, in 15 minutes. If you guys are happy with my presentation and want to know more about media services, you can join the other session. Yeah. Thank you, guys.